Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Ruth Corrigan there?
No, she's not.
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not telling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote?
100%, yes, I will vote.
Definitely? Okay. May I know what is your age?
I'm 62.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Just motivated to vote?
Yes.
From 0 to 10, 10 being the worst?
10 is extremely motivated, and 0 not at all motivated.
No, I'm extremely motivated.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Yes, I am.
Strong Republican?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Okay, repeat that, please.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list and just let me know two out of the list. First one, protecting our democracy and freedoms. Next one, immigration and border security. Next, crime and violence. Inflation and the economy. Climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
The first one and the last one.
Just two out of that list?
Well, you said I can only do two.
Yes, two only. So the first one and the last one, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Is what?
Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say it very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Will you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from zero to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Joe Biden.
Very concerned.
And on a scale from 0 to 100, how will you rate him?
100.
Thank you so much. Next one is the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
100.
Thank you. How about Cornel West?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, the Republican Party.
100%.
Thank you. About Tim Scott.
Don't know him.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that one is like at 20.
Thank you.
I'm so sick of hearing it.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
100%.
Thank you so much. And last one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
100%.
Thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, will you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Will you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
100% worried.
Very worried?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America.
Okay, how much longer is this going to be? Because I got to go.
We have still about 10 minutes.
I don't have 10 minutes.
We would love to hear your opinion about this. Your opinion is
okay,
very
well,
important
have...
for us.
Okay, but I don't have time right now.
I can try to speed this
up. I need to go.
Read this faster.
I can't. I'm not functioning well enough right now, so no.
Okay.
I'm
well,
sorry,
we'll
but I can't keep doing this. Okay, thank you.